I swear, last time we had you on, we discussed the Maverick summer, and I think we all agreed that the idea of losing Steve Nash is a fairly far-fetched possibility. We all kind of thought he'd stay here, but right. It didn't quite work out that way. This summer's taken a turn, has it not, Derek?
I don't think there's any doubt that it's taken a turn, and in taking that turn, I think it's a turn for the worse for the organization, simply because I think Steve, you know, he was the mainstay of this basketball team. You know, obviously Dirk and Michael Finley were a big part as well, but I just think when you lose the engine of a car, it's sort of hard to replace it, and I think Steve is definitely the piece that made things go for the Mavericks, and it's going to be hard to replace him. I don't care who you draft or who you find. Nelly runs a very complex system on the offensive end. You really have to understand what he wants you to do as a point guard. I was fortunate enough to play for him in New York, and it takes time. And I just think that it's going to take some time for them to regroup from losing a guy like Steve Nash.
Derek, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, I think we just lost Bob and Dan.
Okay, well, Derek is here.
Yeah, I'm afraid we just lost Bob and Dan.
Okay.
So, this is going to be interesting. So, hey, let me stall here just for a few minutes. Maybe we can get them back on. But let me ask you about the recent deal that the Mavs just executed, bringing in Calvin Booth, a guy that they had on the team a few years ago. What kind of magic is he going to bring to this club?
Well, don't look for magic from Calvin Booth. I don't think it's going to be magic. I think it's going to be another big guy, another big body that the Mavericks can throw out there and have six fouls, a guy that can obviously clog up the middle and, you know, be a presence on the inside more or less. You know, the more of those guys, the better. I don't know if you remember when Chicago was winning championships, they had like four or five big guys that they could stick out there, and they made a difference. But I don't think anything will make up not having your point guard.
Derek, I think we're joined now on the cell phone by Bob Stern, but one last question from me. I just wanted to see if you've really been surprised that over the last several years, it just doesn't seem that the Mavericks have been able to bring in not only just, well, the big-name free agent that we thought that Mark Cuban, being so player-friendly, might be able to bring in with all the, I don't know, all the things that he'll do to make life so much easier for the players. We always thought when he came in that, you know, this might be the little extra something that Dallas needs to bring in a big-name free agent, but it hasn't happened yet.
Well, it hasn't happened, and let's face it, this has become a huge business on both sides, from an ownership standpoint and from a player standpoint. And I think what you're seeing now is guys are not necessarily running to say what Mark is laying out, opposed to running to try and get the best possible dollar, the best available dollar that's out there for them and the best situation for themselves. So I'm a little bit surprised, but then on the other hand, I'm not that surprised, because I think players, like everybody, are starting to look out for themselves and go for the best deal that's available for them.
Hey, Derek, I appreciate the time. I apologize. We're having technical problems out there.
No worries whatsoever. I totally understand technical problems.
Hey, I appreciate the time. Thanks, Derek.
Got it. Thank you.
All right, hopefully we'll be able to make contact again with Grapevine, and we'll have Bob and Dan hopefully next on The Ticket.